What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
Welcome to episode 147 of A Gal and a Gay Worthy Pop Culture Connoisseurs. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us.
And so in this episode, we're going to get gay.
Real gay.
We are going to be talking about the new Netflix reboot, I guess you could say, of Queer Eye. It's just called Queer Eye this time. The original, obviously, I'm sure everyone knows Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which was on more than a decade ago. Yeah. 2004 to 2007. So, and we're now in 2018. So, there you go. Welcome. Welcome, Kitty.
It just feels like it was 2 years ago. You know, like it doesn't feel
maybe
like
maybe four.
Right. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago, but you're right, it was. I was going to say it's like probably early 2000s, which was over a decade ago.
Yeah. Okay. So, did you watch the original?
I did. I don't remember much about it, but I did watch it, and I liked it a lot. So I don't remember anything about. I mean, but I remember like Ted Allen, who is now on Food Network, who was on there, and I remember some of that. But yeah, I remember when it first started, it was a big deal, like the show itself, just because it was five gay men, who, you know, at that time there wasn't a lot of that on TV. So
right,
yeah.
I watched a little bit of it. I guess from my perspective, it was a little different. I didn't like it.
No?
No, because I thought it was just kind of portraying the gay community, not the community that I was
absolutely
a part of.
Yep, I get it.
Just because it was, you know, they're all very, not all of them, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I felt like they were really kind of
stereotypical gay man. Yeah.
Right. So I really,
you know,
like, oh,
flamboyant and into fashion and that
and
sort
can
of
dress
thing.
And
right.
Do all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get some of those jeans. So I've learned a lot, but I didn't, you know, it's
right.
Like, I've just felt like it sort of, it didn't help the stereotypes.
Yeah. No, I getcha.
So, and I felt like there were those characters already on TV, from Jack
to,
because if you had a gay character on a TV show,
they're
all
almost
had to be flamboyant.
Yeah.
And,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was like, okay. I mean, I knew of it. It wasn't what I watched because I remember because like, oh, don't you watch that? Or if I was, you know, I had this a couple times. Oh, I'm a straight guy. Can you help me with this? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, I can't actually.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, but I mean, I know it was great for culture and again, kind of getting it out there. But I will say, I think this new one is doing more for the community than the other one ever
I think
did.
So. I think for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You know, we watched an interview. They were on Megyn Kelly's daytime show, and they were saying, you know, they like it because they're showing people that, you know, being gay is just one part of them. Like that doesn't define your whole personality or whatever. And I like that because I do think there are people out there who don't know gay people,
right?
You know, especially in rural America where they're doing a lot of these things. And so I think it's great that they're seeing that not all gay men are flamboyant and flashy and, you know, love fashion and that sort of thing, that they're, you know, regular, they're just people.
Well,
you know?
I think it's helping. So the original was set in New York. This one is set in Atlanta. And, I mean, they can spin it however they want about why it's in Atlanta.
Right.
Oh, you know, we already been in New York. No,
it's tax credits.
It's tax credits.
it's tax credits. That's what it is.
That's the reason why you're there.
That's why you're
but
there.
But it also works.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So, So they are. They're in rural areas. You know, the first couple episodes, well, the first episode for sure, and even the third, and we'll talk about the third a little bit later. But the first one, it was just like, I remember, like, you know, the start of the show, and I'm like, oh my God, how is this going to go?
Right.
We're in a different world we're living in now. And
because rural South is a different world, yes. especially when you have lived in a large city or a more yep. progressive city.
Yep.
It's definitely, if, mm-hmm. you're, if you're not familiar with it, it can be.
Right. But I will say, I mean, and I grew, the guy in the very first episode really grew on me.
Like, yeah, me too.
Like, oh my gosh, there is hope for this world.
Right, exactly.
Like, I mean, I'm sure the producers, Andy Cohen, did his homework. I mean, they're not right. just accepting anyone.
They're not
going
to.
Well, and number one, no one is going to.
Right.
Nominate
somebody who is somebody, a like right. staunch bigot or whatever right. and be like, oh, or they'll be fine with this. Yeah, right. Exactly. That's a situation nobody yeah. wants to be in. So
but I will say there was that conversation in the first episode where he even said, oh, you're married. Are you the wife or the husband?
Right.
And that was a great conversation.
I think so,
too.
I think that was a great little moment because I do, in this day and age, I still think.
People think that. Absolutely.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Exactly.
But there are some really, and I've only watched the first three.
I'm trying to think.
The last one I watched was with the,
yes,
the cop.
The yeah. cop, yes, that's me too. Yeah.
So, and I will say, it is definitely surprising. There are only 8 episodes in this first season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that it does, I mean, it should do well
I really
enough
hope so.
To get a season 2.
Yeah.
It's a great group of guys. Mm-hmm. So we'll kind of go down the rundown of the guys for this new one. And also, real quick, the name of the show is just called Queer Eye,
mm-hmm.
which I have to applaud Andy Cohen again. just Queer Eye.
That was smart. Yeah, smart to do that.
It is smart to do mm-hmm. it because apparently in an episode
they help
a.
Is he closeted?
Yeah,
I think he's closeted. Or
but still,
partially closeted.
And
yeah.
in season 2, I want to see them go and do something with a woman. Yeah.
Please.
Kitty,
please come,
I'll nominate you.
Come fix my life, please.
I'll nominate you.
I was texting Mick and I'm like, I kind of relate to every one of these men in the show they're helping. Just with some, like, there's one episode where the guy's like, I don't ever leave my apartment. And, like, have our friends over. I'm like, hey, that's kind of like me. but seriously, I guess no. So please don't hate me.
But I mean, seriously, yeah. I think there are definitely, everyone out there
absolutely.
Can use something like this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you need someone to go in there and, you know,
mm-hmm.
point out what you're doing that you may not even be aware of or, you know, just like
right.
build your confidence a little bit. And, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of that does go to your looks.
Yeah.
I used to love What Not to Wear, which I think used to air alongside Queer Eye on Bravo, maybe a long time ago. But you know, a lot of it, I mean, it's to make you look good, but a lot of it is it's confidence issues, especially. So when you get that nice little boost of, hey, I look really nice,
right.
it can help you.
It all comes down to confidence.
Right, it does, yeah.
Okay, so let's meet the guys. So we first have Bobby Burke. He is the interior designer.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I will say he is the MVP of the show.
Right.
What he can do is incredible.
yeah.
And you don't really get, like, throughout the show, and another thing I really like about it, the shows are only between 30 and 40-some minutes.
I like that, too.
It's so nice.
You know, and they don't focus too much on one thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends, like, if there's a huge, like, appearance change, like, they'll focus a little bit, you know, but, like,
right.
I don't know, it's they have a great team working on every other stuff.
But the ones that we've watched so far, I feel like there was only one that sort of focused on the interior design part. Like, I think the first one, it was just, we didn't even know what the hell was happening.
Right?
Until the very end, it's like, oh, shit.
Oh, they've redone his whole apartment.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. Right, exactly.
So, anyway, I think Bobby Burke is definitely the MVP because and it's not just him.
Yeah.
But his team has done some amazing
things.
And
I would say, is it episode 2 with the Indian guy?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
His apartment, I mean, he looks beautiful when he's done with it. I was so impressed. It's so cool and modern and, you know, like a really cool man's apartment. Anyway,
yeah.
So.
Well, and the one thing that Bobby mentioned in that Megyn Kelly interview was, mm-hmm. we're not in New York City.
Right.
We're not really even, I mean, they are in Atlanta, but they're on the outs, like, they're way out in the boonies. Like, they just don't, they have to go to the places around them.
Which I like that a lot, too, because I think that's
accessible.
Accessible, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. that's showing that you don't have to go to some fancy boutique or fancy furniture store to make your house or yourself look better. So, yeah I like that.
Okay, so then our fashion guy, his name is Tan France.
I love him. He's just such a cool guy, an interesting guy, interesting background.
Mm-hmm. Pakistani, gay,
Muslim, immigrant. They were talking about this, but I think that's really cool, and that's really cool for people who are Pakistani or any of that to see that. I think that's probably a good choice to have him on a show like this.
Well, and what I appreciate what he's done from what I've seen so far is that he is not making these men wear something that it would be out of character.
Right.
I mean, there are definitely some changes, but it's not something that they'd feel like it's not them.
Right. I can't remember which one it was, but I think it's probably the first guy, but they're like, you can wear t-shirt and jeans every day, here's layer it. Or we're just wear a button-up shirt over your regular t-shirt. Mm-hmm. 10 times better already. So, I like that too. Yeah.
And I don't know you, because again, I don't remember the original too much, but at the end, were they watching from afar like they were doing this
I one? Don't remember
that. That is great.
I like that too.
To kind of see the guys take their advice and what they wear instead of them standing there over them.
Right.
Let them figure it
just
out.
Let them see if see how they go about it. Yeah. I don't remember that from the first one, but I really don't remember a lot about it.
But in episode 2, what I liked was the dynamic between Tan and the
me
the
too.
Guy,
me
because
too.
They could relate.
They could relate. Because the guy they helped is an Indian background. He's Indian parents and. You know, he's like, I don't know.
With the
mothers. A lot of the same cultural things in their lives. And so it was really neat to see him kind of help him. So, Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think about the food and wine guy, Anthony?
Oh, I love him. He is adorable, for one.
He is cute.
He is very cute. I like, I think it's, because especially like the first guy, obviously he's an old man. Lives in the South. He's been on his own for a long time, so he doesn't make the best choices health-wise or food-wise. And so he showed him a very simple recipe of here's some homemade guacamole, and that's and just that little thing, having some sort of fresh food. I don't know. I think he's approaching it of okay, I'm not going to make him change everything all at once, but here's some ideas. Right. I like that approach because, especially, I think, someone who's old and set in their ways, it's not going to be easy to make them change.
Well, and also simple. I have read a couple articles where people are like, can this guy even cook?
Right.
We haven't seen that.
Well,
you're not looking for a gourmet chef here. Right. You're just looking for someone to show these guys just a couple little simple things. Like the guy in episode 3 about the sangria.
Right, the sangria, exactly.
I mean, That's simple. It's easy. You're not, overwhelming them with all of these, use saffron and use,
exactly. Yeah. No, I think, I like him and I think he's doing appropriate stuff for the men that they're helping. He's not trying to overhaul everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just here's one simple dish you can make that will wow your friends or whatever. So I like that.
Okay. So let's move on to Karamo. Karamo Brown.
Oh, I love him too.
He is the culture guy, and he's a life coach.
He's a life coach, which makes a lot of sense when you see him.
And he is fantastic.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's just so level-headed, and you can definitely tell he's a life coach just the way he talks to people and talks them through things. And I think it's I wish I had somebody like that telling me every day, just do this.
Well, and he's the one that we've seen these really cool little moments with some of the people because he's had some really difficult conversations with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's get to episode 3.
Right, episode
with
3.
With the guy who is a police officer
in a small Georgia town.
There is this scene, it's at the very beginning, where they're driving into the town and they get pulled over.
Right.
And it feels very forced that they bring up the Black Lives Matter.
Right, yeah.
And the cop that pulls him over ends up being the guy who nominated the police officer.
Yeah.
But the conversation in the car, and I really, I'm going to do a little more research on this. And I do listen to Andy Cohen sometimes on Sirius. I mean, he should be talking about this all the time. Like, this Netflix show, he should be talking about all the time.
Right.
But I want to know, and again, this might be an Andy Cohen thing. I feel that it was staged.
I feel like it was staged, too.
I feel it was staged.
I mean, there's
staged.
No way it and wasn't,
and,
right?
And here's the thing. Most of these guys are also actors.
Right. Yeah.
And the thing is, a cop is not going to pull this car over because there are cameras around.
Right.
Like,
right.
And, like, you know, they look over and now right. you're outside of the car. Well, there's a camera. If some cop right. is just randomly pulling right. someone over, wait a second, why is there a camera?
Right, what is this? Right, right. exactly.
So it's...
Right.
I have a feeling it's an Andy Cohen little...
It has.
Real Housewives of bullshit.
There's no way that it was
It not was forced.
Staged, right. And it, right. It felt
it
forced.
It felt gross.
Right. I agree. That there... And I mean, I agree that there is... That conversation could be had in this situation, but I just felt like it was a little, like... They're like, we have to force this issue because it is what everyone's talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It did feel kind of forced and a little out of place.
Now, I will say the conversation that Karamo and the cop had later on
mm-hmm.
felt not as forced.
Right.
But it was still something that they knew they both were going to have to talk about.
Right. That's what it felt like. I agree. Yeah. I think there are some, I mean, obviously they had to drive back from, to Atlanta from whatever small town. So, and they have the dash cam video of them,
mm-hmm.
GoPro kind of stuff from them talking. I do think they had a real conversation, but I think there was at one point they're like, yeah, we got to talk about this now. They want us to talk about this, right?
But also the way they edited it.
Right,
there
yeah.
was slow motion in parts.
Yeah.
There were things like, come on,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
other
yeah.
than that.
It just didn't,
and,
feel organic or any of that.
And so the hubby and I were taking bets. So the cop at the beginning who pulled them over... And at the end, do you think he's gay?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I can
hot.
See it.
He is hot.
Hot. Super hot. But like
super,
super hot, kind of
right.
one of those bro guys who
yeah, but,
likes to show off.
Yep.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We've all met those
yes,
kinds of guys.
Yes, we all have. Yes, we definitely have. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, and that, and when he first, and I'm like, wait, wait a second.
Uh-huh.
At first, I'm like, is this a stripper situation
right.
or something? And then later, when he comes dressed up
right.
in a gladiator thing.
Right.
And then just way
he
too comfortable.
He likes the attention.
Way too comfortable.
That's what I'm going to say.
So, yeah.
So
anyway, it's
right.
just like,
yeah,
oh.
I can, mm-hmm. yeah.
But other than that, there are some great moments.
That is a...
The quilt.
The quilt. I was weeping.
Oh my god!
I was just gonna okay. say that.
So we have, so we haven't, so we haven't talked about this
no,
yet.
I know.
I'm only in episode 3. I've had a couple life change that's happened
uh-huh.
the last month.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already sort of on the edge
yeah,
of
yeah.
tears
yeah,
sometimes.
Uh-huh.
This show,
I mean every episode,
tears every single
tears.
Episode, and again no. Again, we kind of talked about the four stuff. I can find phony pretty quick.
Same. Me too.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
You can't.
No.
But.
Right.
No. Yeah. This is real.
Right.
Oh my
yeah. No,
God.
No, no. And yeah. I think that's what makes the show great is when you see those real emotions.
Right.
Cause you
and
can
that's
tell
also
real.
What made episode 3 stand
right.
out so much.
Yes.
Because you could tell, you could
yeah.
feel that it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
In
right.
those couple parts.
Right.
Because the other two episodes were so.
Right.
So well
mm-hmm.
constructed, and it was a little. It was way more authentic.
Right.
And then
absolutely.
All of a sudden, it pulls you out of that
mm-hmm.
the world that they created in those first two episodes.
Yes.
And I mean, here's another thing: all of these episodes are not shot in order.
Right.
So
right.
they picked the best ones, and I think
yeah.
they waited for. I mean, that was going to be an earlier episode, but still, like.
yeah.
But again, the tears. Every episode so far.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. Every episode so far. Especially, you know, and I do think each of these men that they've helped, they have genuine reactions of happiness each time. And I love that, you know, that I think I think they really have helped these guys, so.
Yeah. So good. I seriously, I can't recommend this show.
It's a really enough. Just kind of a, I don't want to say, I guess wholesome, but it, you know, it's just a, it's like a good show, a good pick me up show. It's not sad, you know, it's like, it's uplifting and it'll make you happy cry. You know, it's, it's just, it's a nice show.
Okay. So our last guy, and this is the guy I was determined to hate.
I was too. I was just like, truly, I was.
You are way too much for me.
Way too much.
So it's, his name is Jonathan Van Ness, and he is the stylist. So he's the groomer. The groomer. I guess. That's what they're calling him for grooming. Anyway, he's very flamboyant. He's very out there. He's very over the top.
Right.
And I was determined to not like him. Determined. Because, as you know, I don't get along with these guys.
No.
These kind of guys at all. And they grow, obviously, some have grown.
Some, yes. Because I was saying, we know a few of those. We know a few, but
they've grown on me.
Right.
But others,
yes.
I keep at a distance.
Right.
Because I know what they're up to. Like, I know you want to be the center of attention. And anyway.
Right.
But.
No, I know.
Within the first episode, first 10 minutes, nope. The last 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, he's not that bad.
I know, he's not that
bad. And then by episode 2, I'm like,
I know.
When does Jonathan come on?
I know.
Because I want to sit and talk to him.
Funny and sweet and, like, you know, and so just, like, uplifting about everything. Like,
and real.
Real, right, real.
And just funny.
Right,
like, not forced funny.
Right.
Just funny.
Just funny.
He has...
And his whole look, what strikes me so much about it is because he has these long, beautiful brown hair and a big bushy beard, and he looks nothing like you think he's going to sound. Like, you know, like, when I first saw him, I was like, what? He's the grooming guy?
I thought he'd be the interior decorator.
Right,
interior
I wasn't expecting him.
Well, and then, so the show opened, too, also made me not like him. Like, right. I'm like, ugh, he's just so... flipping his hair.
Right, there, right. That
this guy's like, awful. This show's going to be terrible.
Right. I was like, I can't, I don't want, because I'm the same, it's not that I don't like the flamboyancy, but I don't, but I know people who like to be the center of attention.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and them. So I, sometimes, because I'm very much not that way, so sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I like that, but yeah, he grew on me for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I look forward now to. I'm like, okay, what's he gonna do? And the nice thing is, I mean, he has such an important role because of facial hair to hair to the look. I mean, that can make a difference. And he also has helped, like, well, like the first guy with his skin condition.
Which really. That episode surprised me also just because they talk about lupus, because this man has lupus and I have lupus, so and you don't hear about it a lot. Right. And so it was just, the advice they gave him was really great, you know, like, and I'm thinking about this, I'm like, I read a lot about lupus, so I know some of this stuff, but like, you know, someone like him who's going to be like, oh, I don't need sunscreen, but you need it when you have a facial rash and that sort of thing. And even giving him the green concealer.
Yeah.
Again, like... Men, you can use this stuff. It's not just for women. Right. I mean, the whole thing is just to even out and tone down the redness. It's not makeup. It's just to help. Yeah. So, yeah, I know. I liked that a lot, that he helped him with his skincare and then trimmed up his beard. Yeah.
Oh, he looks so good.
I know. He was really nice. And I loved all his car club buddies. And,
Yeah,
that was cute.
It's funny because the first three episodes have all been facial hair stuff. Because even the third guy, they had shave his mustache, which needed to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, guys, I can't recommend this enough. I've been telling everyone, my in-laws.
Right. It's super enjoyable. It's a quick show. I mean, it's like, you know, it's just.
They did a great job casting this.
Yeah, they really did. Yeah, I agree. I think, and they all play off of each other
so well.
Really well, and you can tell they're all friends, so yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah. So right now, again, we're kind of saying that it's only on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It is only 8 episodes, this first season, and I have a feeling that it will definitely be back. We should be hearing something soon.
I hope
because
so.
There, it has created so much buzz.
Yeah.
That, I mean, as long as people start watching it, and I know they have, you know, a great following online and social media. I've followed all
of
them on Instagram.
Do you think they're going to bring any of the original guys into it? I bet they will. Like as a guest star or something. Right, they
will.
Like Carson Kressley, is that his name? And Chet Allen.
And
yeah, all
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think eventually, but I think right now,
I think they should let them do their own thing.
Yeah,
right.
Make sure they kind of have their own identity. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it can be just like a Netflix special.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
The two, you know, Fab Five unite or something like that.
I do love that they drive that big old truck that says Fab Five.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but I guess probably being in Georgia, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Especially if they're going to be transporting a lot of
stuff.
Right,
yeah. Right, exactly.
And the truck works for them really well.
Yeah, I mean, there's 5 of them, so they got to fit in something.
Mm-hmm.
You're not driving in a, you know, a Honda, so.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so
yeah, it's,
good stuff.
It's
highly
good.
Recommend, guys.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and binge the rest of them this weekend, so.
Well, they're definitely bingeable.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
I might go home and watch another episode tonight, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. I might watch them in Mexico next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Can we get Netflix in Mexico?
You have Wi-Fi.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. International. Sometimes it... Yeah, there was 1 year we couldn't watch anything on Netflix. Or on Hulu, everything's different. They have stuff...
Oh.
Yeah. Each...
Weird.
Country, yeah. It's not the same throughout the...
What?
Each country. Yep.
But isn't the internet the same everywhere?
The internet's the same, but...
Why?
Not
what?
The shows.
Why?
Yeah. That's for another podcast.
I know.
Well, guys, we want to know if you're watching Queer Eye, what you think about it, what you love about it, and join our conversation. And, of course, we would love to chat with you about it on Facebook, Twitter, Insta. I hate
Insta.
What they call it.
Insta. What are you, a millennial?
Right? I heard that the other day. I'm like, ugh. Instagram. Because I am not a millennial. Right. No one would ever suspect I would be, yeah. Or say that. Anyway, but yeah, you can find us on all social media platforms at A Gal and A Gay.
We also have a website called galandagaypodcast.com. You can listen to our episodes there, but you can also reach out to us and read a little bit about us. And yeah, read a couple blogs we posted.
Maybe we should tweet out at the guys and see if they'll listen to our podcast.
Oh my God.
Do I want them to listen?
Yes, because I need their help. Please.
Oh, that's true, because we're nominating you. Okay,
please,
we do.
Nominate
All right. Okay. Anyway. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.